Emergency Sanitation Solutions for Urban Areas by Mr. Survivalist. Copyright 2024 by IQ Self LLC. All rights reserved. Introduction. In a world marked by growing uncertainties, the concept of SHTF, shit hits the fan, scenarios is becoming increasingly relevant. These scenarios describe situations where societal structures break down due to natural disasters, economic collapses, political turmoil, or other catastrophic events. During such crises, maintaining basic hygiene and sanitation becomes crucial in preventing disease outbreaks and ensuring overall well-being, especially in densely populated urban areas. Urban preppers and their unique challenges. Urban preppers are individuals who prepare for potential emergencies within city environments. Unlike their rural counterparts, urban preppers face unique challenges related to sanitation due to high population density, limited space, and reliance on centralized infrastructure. Key challenges include limited space. Small living spaces make it difficult to store sanitation supplies and set up temporary facilities. High population density. The close proximity of people increases the risk of disease transmission. Infrastructure dependency. Urban areas rely heavily on centralized systems for water, sewage, and waste management, which can fail during emergencies. Contamination risks. Urban environments are prone to contamination from industrial activities and pollution. Purpose of the report. The purpose of this report is to provide comprehensive guidance on emergency sanitation solutions for urban areas. By understanding and implementing effective sanitation practices, urban preppers can mitigate health risks and maintain hygiene during SHTF scenarios. This dossier aims to equip readers with practical knowledge and actionable steps to establish and maintain sanitation in city environments when traditional systems fail. Importance and relevance of the topic. Emergency sanitation is critical in SHTF scenarios for several reasons. Preventing disease outbreaks. Poor sanitation can lead to the spread of diseases such as cholera, dysentery, and typhoid. Maintaining hygiene helps prevent these outbreaks. Increasing urbanization. More than half of the world's population now lives in urban areas, and this trend is expected to continue. By 2050, approximately 68% of the global population will reside in cities. Preparedness. Necessity. Recent events such as the COVID-19 pandemic have highlighted the fragility of modern infrastructure and the importance of self-sufficiency. Effective sanitation practices are a crucial part of preparedness. Sustainability and resilience. Implementing sustainable sanitation solutions enhances resilience against prolonged disruptions in services. By exploring current statistics and recent events, this report underscores the urgent need for reliable and effective emergency sanitation strategies in urban settings. As cities grow and the potential for SHTF scenarios increases, being prepared to manage sanitation becomes an essential survival skill. Okay. Understanding the importance of sanitation. Why maintaining proper sanitation is crucial during emergencies. Maintaining proper sanitation during emergencies is vital for several reasons. Disease prevention. Proper sanitation prevents the spread of infectious diseases, which can quickly become epidemics in densely populated urban areas. Health and well-being. Clean environments contribute to overall health and well-being, reducing stress and anxiety during already challenging times. Environmental protection. Effective waste management prevents environmental contamination, which can have long-term detrimental effects on urban ecosystems. Potential health risks and diseases associated with poor sanitation in urban settings. Poor sanitation can lead to numerous health risks and diseases, including waterborne diseases. Contaminated water sources can lead to illnesses such as cholera, dysentery, and typhoid fever. Vector-borne diseases. Poor waste management creates breeding grounds for vectors like mosquitoes and rats, which can transmit diseases such as malaria, dengue fever, and leptospirosis. Respiratory infections. Accumulated waste can produce harmful gases and particulates, contributing to respiratory issues. Gastrointestinal infections. Lack of hygiene practices can result in food and water contamination, causing gastrointestinal infections and diarrhea. Understanding these risks emphasizes the need for effective sanitation measures to protect health and safety during SHTF scenarios. Immediate sanitation measures. Steps to take. Immediately when sanitation services are disrupted. When sanitation services are disrupted, immediate actions are necessary to prevent health hazards. Secure water supply. Ensure access to clean water for drinking, cooking, and hygiene. Use bottled water or purify available water using filtration, boiling, or chemical treatment. Set up temporary latrines. Designate an area for waste disposal away from your living quarters. Dig a pit latrine if possible, and cover waste with soil after each use to minimize odor and pest attraction. Waste segregation. Separate human waste from other types of waste. Store non-human waste securely until proper disposal methods are available. Creating temporary latrines. To create temporary latrines, select a location, choose a spot at least 30 meters away from water sources and living areas. Dig a pit. Dig a trench or pit approximately 1 meter deep. Cover waste. Use soil, ash, or sawdust to cover waste after each use to manage odor and insects. Construct a shelter. If possible, build a simple privacy shelter using tarps or other materials. Handling waste and maintaining hygiene. Hand hygiene. Wash hands with soap and water before handling food, after using the latrine, and after any contact with waste. If water is scarce, use hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. Disinfect surfaces. Regularly disinfect surfaces that come into contact with waste using bleach or other disinfectants. Safe storage. Securely store used hygiene products, e.g. toilet paper, sanitary pads, in sealed bags until safe disposal is possible. Implementing these immediate measures helps maintain hygiene and reduces health risks during the initial phase of an emergency. DIY sanitation solutions. Composting toilets. Composting toilets convert human waste into nutrient-rich compost through aerobic decomposition. Materials needed. Large container, e.g. plastic bin. Ventilation pipe. Sawdust or peat moss. Urine-diverting toilet seat. Optional. Instructions. Prepare the container. Drill holes in the sides of the container for ventilation. Add base layer. Place a layer of sawdust or peat moss at the bottom. Use. Add waste to the container, covering it with sawdust or peat moss after each use. Ventilate. Install a ventilation pipe to allow air circulation and reduce odor. Compost. Let the contents decompose for several months before using the compost in non-food areas. Bucket toilets. Bucket toilets are a simple and portable solution for emergency sanitation. Materials needed. 5-gallon bucket. Heavy-duty trash bags, toilet seat, optional. Absorbent material, e.g. cat litter, sawdust. Instructions. Line the bucket. Place a trash bag inside the bucket. Add absorbent material. Put a layer of absorbent material at the bottom. Use. After each use, cover waste with more absorbent material. Dispose. Seal and remove the bag when the bucket is full. Store bags securely until disposal is possible. Portable toilets. Portable toilets provide a more comfortable and hygienic option. Materials needed. Portable camping toilet. Waste treatment chemicals. Toilet paper. Instructions. Setup. Follow the manufacturer's instructions to set up the portable toilet. Use. Use the toilet as directed. Adding waste treatment chemicals to manage odor and decomposition. Empty. regularly empty the waste container in an appropriate location, or follow local guidelines. By implementing these DIY sanitation solutions, urban preppers can maintain hygiene and manage waste effectively during prolonged emergencies. Water purification and storage, importance of clean water for sanitation and hygiene. Clean water is vital for maintaining hygiene, preventing disease, and ensuring overall health during emergencies. Contaminated water can lead to serious illnesses, including gastrointestinal infections, cholera, and dysentery. Boiling. Boiling is one of the most reliable methods for purifying water. Procedure. Bring water to a rolling boil for at least 1 minute, 3 minutes at higher altitudes. Effectiveness. Boiling kills most pathogens, including bacteria, viruses, and protozoa. Filtration. Filtration removes particles and some pathogens from water. Portable filters. Use portable water filters with a pore size of 0.2 microns or smaller to filter out bacteria and protozoa. DIY filters. Create a simple filter using gravel, sand, and activated charcoal layered in a container. Pour water through the layers to remove debris. Chemical treatments. Chemical treatments can disinfect water effectively. Chlorine bleach. Add 8 drops of unscented household bleach per gallon of water, stir, and let sit for 30 minutes. Water purification tablets. Follow the instructions on the packaging for proper dosage and contact time. Safe storage. Storing water safely ensures its longevity and safety. Storage containers. Use food-grade containers with tightly sealed lids. Avoid using containers that previously held chemicals. Labeling. Clearly label stored water with the date of storage. Rotation. Rotate stored water every 6 months to ensure freshness. Safe locations. Store water in a cool, dark place to prevent contamination and degradation. By purifying and storing water properly, urban preppers can maintain a safe and reliable water supply for sanitation and hygiene during emergencies. Waste disposal and management. Strategies for managing and disposing of waste. Effective waste management is crucial in urban environments to prevent health hazards and environmental contamination. Reducing waste. Minimizing waste production is the first step in effective waste management. Reuse and recycle. Repurpose items and recycle materials whenever possible. Composting. Compost organic waste to reduce landfill contributions and create nutrient-rich soil. Safe disposal methods. Proper disposal of different types of waste is essential. Human waste. Use temporary latrines, bucket toilets, or composting toilets as described in subsection 3. Non-organic waste. Securely store non-organic waste in sealed bags or containers until regular disposal services resume. Hazardous waste. Handle hazardous materials, batteries, chemicals, with care and store them separately to prevent contamination. Recycling options. Urban areas often have limited space, making recycling an important aspect of waste management. Community recycling programs. Participate in or establish community recycling initiatives to manage recyclable materials effectively. Drop-off centers. Identify local drop-off centers for recyclables if curbside collection is disrupted. Implementing these strategies helps manage waste effectively, reducing health risks and environmental impact during emergencies. Personal hygiene practices. Importance of maintaining personal hygiene. Maintaining personal hygiene during emergencies prevents infections and promotes overall health and well-being. Hand washing. Hand washing is one of the most effective ways to prevent the spread of disease. Soap and water. Wash hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially before eating, after using the toilet, and after handling waste. Hand sanitizer. Use hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol when soap and water are unavailable. Bathing. Regular bathing reduces the risk of skin infections and maintains hygiene. Sponge baths. Use a damp cloth or sponge to clean the body when water is limited. Bathing. Alternatives. Utilize wet wipes or no-rinse body wipes to cleanse the skin. Dental care. Oral hygiene is essential even during emergencies. Brushing. Brush teeth at least twice a day using a small amount of water and toothpaste. Mouthwash. If water is scarce, use mouthwash or a mixture of salt and water to rinse the mouth. By maintaining personal hygiene practices, individuals can prevent infections and promote health during emergencies. Community sanitation efforts. Benefits of community-wide sanitation efforts. Collaboration within communities enhances sanitation efforts and resource management. Shared resources. Pooling resources can provide access to sanitation facilities and supplies that might be unaffordable individually. Collective action. Working together can address larger sanitation challenges, such as waste management and water purification. Organizing and coordinating with neighbors. Effective organization and coordination with neighbors are key to successful community sanitation efforts. Form. Sanitation teams. Establish teams to handle different aspects of sanitation, such as waste collection, water purification, and hygiene education. Create action plans. Develop action plans outlining roles, responsibilities, and procedures for maintaining communal sanitation. Communication channels. Set up communication channels, e.g., social media groups, messaging apps, to coordinate efforts and share information. By engaging in community-wide sanitation efforts, urban preppers can enhance their resilience and ensure a healthier environment during emergencies. Conclusion. Key findings. Ed, this report has highlighted the critical importance of maintaining sanitation in urban areas during SHTF, shit hits the fan, scenarios. The key findings include understanding sanitation's importance. Proper sanitation is crucial for preventing disease outbreaks, ensuring health and well-being, and protecting the environment during emergencies. Immediate sanitation measures. In the event of disrupted sanitation services, immediate steps such as securing water supplies, setting up temporary latrines, and handling waste responsibly are vital. DIY sanitation solutions. DIY solutions like composting toilets, bucket toilets, and portable toilets offer practical alternatives when conventional systems fail. Water purification and storage. Clean water is essential for sanitation. Techniques such as boiling, filtration, and chemical treatments ensure safe water supply, and proper storage practices maintain its quality. Waste disposal and management. Effective waste management strategies reduce health risks and environmental impact, emphasizing waste reduction, safe disposal, and recycling. Personal hygiene practices. Maintaining personal hygiene through hand washing, bathing, and dental care is essential to prevent infections and promote overall health. Community sanitation efforts. Collaborative community efforts enhance sanitation practices, providing shared resources and collective action to address larger challenges. Implications and recommendations. Based on these findings, several implications and recommendations emerge. Regular training and drills. Urban preppers should participate in regular training and drills to stay prepared for emergency sanitation challenges. Resource stockpiling. Stockpile essential sanitation supplies, including water purification materials, soap, disinfectants, and hygiene products. Community engagement. Foster strong community networks to coordinate sanitation efforts and share resources during emergencies. Sustainable practices. Adopt sustainable sanitation practices that can be maintained over long periods, such as composting and recycling. Education and awareness. Increase awareness about the importance of sanitation and hygiene during emergencies through educational programs and community initiatives. Final thoughts. In conclusion, the ability to maintain proper sanitation in urban areas during SHTF scenarios is not just a matter of convenience, but a critical component of survival. as urbanization continues to rise and the potential for emergencies increases, being prepared with effective sanitation solutions becomes imperative. By implementing the strategies and practices outlined in this report, urban preppers can significantly enhance their resilience and ensure the health and safety of themselves and their communities. Preparedness is an ongoing process. Stay informed, stay vigilant, and above all, prioritize sanitation to navigate through any emergency situation effectively.